This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Today and tonight are the focus. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow we can't do much about. So here we are, focused on today on the DJV show. Today being Tuesday, the 25th of February, last Tuesday of the month of February. Jennifer Horn is here with us, and Victoria Keelan is on the air, as well as Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. Just kind of before we get into the debate tonight and the status of all the political figures that are running, I thought it was very interesting. This is something that is very controversial. There was a decision made in a court in Massachusetts yesterday that suggested the ruling actually will change a law that was passed in 1982 when the police were trying to crack down on drunken driving, saying that it was, if you had an open container in your car, you would be basically found guilty of driving under the influence, whether you were or you weren't. And now a judge has said, no, not so fast. If you're caught with an open container of liquor in your car, you are committing a civil crime, but not a criminal offense. So this is something that's new, and I wonder how many other states have an open carrier. I never pay much attention.
Oh, Jersey's got a really strict open container. Oh, my gosh.
How's
and you know,
work?
The weird thing is, you go to jail, and so everyone knows if you go to a restaurant, it's pretty cut and dry. But the weird thing is, New Jersey also has very strict blue laws. So like you can't buy it. There's
still Sunday and can't
In some counties it's like dry on Sundays. Certain hours for buying things, you can't. There will never be a 7-Eleven or a grocery store that has liquor in it. It's very kind of archaic laws. But they also have, they're very strict with liquor licenses to bars. So I don't know if this even exists in other states, but New Jersey has like an astronomical number of BYOB restaurants. And so when you have to bring your own bottle, you better finish it at the restaurant because you can't take it home with you. You can, I guess some people try to risk it.
You can put it in the trunk. As long as it's not accessible,
Is that the same in California?
But the law, though, is in the car. You can take it with you and put it in the trunk.
But you can't put it in the trunk in Jersey, because if you get pulled over, you can sneak it home, obviously, if you're going to be driving, okay. But if you go through a checkpoint, which they have them all over the state, if you go through a checkpoint and they suspect that you have been drinking, or if you admit, yes, I had drinks with dinner or whatever, they can search your car. And if you've got an open container, anything that doesn't have a seal on it, it's anywhere in the car, you go to jail. It's really strict.
So, if the bottle's open, does that relate to the safe operation and use of a motor vehicle? It would say no, unless you failed a sobriety test.
Yeah, it's stupid because you could be stone cold sober, but if you have an open bottle, by law, it would be a problem. So,
well, that's what's happened in Massachusetts. Some guy challenged it, went to the state Supreme Court. And the ruling on Friday was,
maybe that'll set a precedent for New Jersey, too, because it's really strict. Plus, it's also not that economical. You know, if you don't want to drink a whole bottle of wine at dinner, then you're just wasting
better. Drink a glass out of the bottle and then drive home, or force yourself to drink the bottle because you don't want to leave it behind and then drive home.
Exactly.
Two options, really.
Yep.
Well, but the other side of that is, and we're talking about politics now, shouldn't this be part? This is a sort of practical, everyday issue that people face, and yet politicians running for higher office never talk about this stuff. The practical, everyday issues. Yeah, we're concerned about immigration, and yeah, we're concerned about spending, and yeah, we're concerned about how to pay for stuff. But they don't. Those things are not on everybody's mind moment to moment. If you go out for dinner and you have a glass of wine, or you buy a bottle and you want to bring it home, those are the sorts of things that affect people, it seems to me, more than some of this generalized stuff. Am I wrong or right? Or what do you Am I on the right page here?
Yeah, I think you're on the right page. Yeah.
I have more issue discussion of real issues that affect real people. Anyway. Okay,
I don't know if running on a platform of BYOB justice is going to win
you know what?
An election.
To that point, Doug, I've said it for years. If someone in my city of Los Angeles, if a mayoral candidate actually said, you know what, I'm going to run on one issue, and that issue is traffic, to figure out a way to make it better for people, I actually think that person, whether they're a Republican, a Democrat, or a Martian, would actually get some support because it's a real-life issue, you know?
It sure is.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, Victoria, because I always said if I ran, the issue I would run on is getting alcohol in grocery stores, because in Maryland it's one of those stupid states where you can only get it in liquor stores and it
annoys
the crap out of me.
In Massachusetts and here in California, it's all over the place here. Well, all right, so let's get back to the debate that is before us tonight, Jennifer. What do we expect is going to be the strong suits, the big stuff?
I think, like last week, we said, watch out Bloomberg. I think tonight it's watch out Bernie. I think Bernie's going to be the subject of a lot of scrutiny, and I think that Bloomberg's
tactic is...
Everybody's
going to take shots at him, you mean?
Well, I think that they're going to try, because no one really... I mean, everybody left him alone last week, and he's the front runner. So if you want to stop him, now's your chance. They're going to have to try to land some punches, and I think that today will be the day that we see that happen. I think Bloomberg's strategy is to try to divert attention from his bad performance last week to try to make Bernie look terrible this week. I don't know if he's going to be successful in that. He's going to have to answer some questions as well, because I don't think Elizabeth Warren is done with him yet. Elizabeth Warren, in the week between, not even the week between last week and this week, has been going after him for those non-disclosures and exactly about, you know,
but
trying to advocate for
some
the women.
Of it by just saying, okay, these women are going to talk.
Yeah, but he only released three. I mean,
well, how many are there?
More than
who
three.
Knows?
And well, he even said that some of the ones that you know, were not even involving him. So I don't know.
See, that's
I almost
the point.
Think that's worse. I almost think it's worse to release three, because then it looks like you're trying to hide something.
If they involve him versus they involve other people. This is a 26,000. He's got 26,000 people working in that company. You don't think they're going to be sexual harassment issues, mid-level, high-level, whatever it is across the board? Every company has those, whether we, you know, I certainly, we don't approve of it, but it is reality. And so this was a poke that may or may not have been necessary, and it's affected a lot of people. It's effective with Victoria's crowd. The women that she was talking to about Bloomberg, said, wait a minute, I don't
well,
know
that's
if I want
the,
to support
that's the thing
a guy
that
like this.
I mean, what did I say when I came in? Knowing Victoria like I do, and I saw Bloomberg's performance, I'd be like, why? Whoa, what would she be doing endorsing Bloomberg? Because if you only know what you know from last week, and you don't know the totality of what he's done, it's bad.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, I mean, he's got a chance. He's got another chance.
Well, a lot of them
anybody
made
without
bad
money would be out. Yeah, anybody would be, he would have been out. If that happened to Amy Klobuchar last week, done. Now, Amy Klobuchar, speaking of her, I actually think that, and maybe I'm going to be wrong here, there's two things that could happen. Pete could just go out on his own and try to get her again. Because, you know, not everybody's as smart as you, Pete.
Why bother?
But I think I have this theory that I think that the moderate candidates are going to come together. With the exception of Bloomberg, I think he's going to do his own thing because he's kind of off to the side and doing
his own thing.
Lobbying thing. But I think that you're going to see Biden, Pete, and Amy going after Bernie Sanders pretty heavily as a united front. And I think they're going to do that strategically because they know. I don't think they're going to do – they turned on each other last week. They may continue that. But I have this feeling they're going to unite to try
Democrats
to take some of the power away from Bernie. Yeah.
I also think tonight's going to be really interesting because it's CBS, but it's also co-hosted by the Black Caucus. So that there are going to be a lot of racial questions for Biden, for Bernie, for Buttigieg, for Bloomberg, all the bees. They all have a lot of questions that I think that Black voters really want to know more about their stance. Stop and frisk is going. Bloomberg better handle it correctly tonight, or else that's going to sink his battleship. That's going to be the end. Got to be ready. Yeah.
All right. That's good. That's the overview. Harvey Weinstein guilty. That's coming up next. First, though, I'll tell you somebody else who's guilty. Guilty of inventing the best pillow around. Victoria will attest to that. Carol will attest to that. I'll attest to it. Daisy, my dog, will attest to it because they have great pillows and beds for your pet. Cat beds and This is how it does it. Cat beds? Well, but they are. They're beds for cats. And beds for dogs. Beds for your pet. MyPillow pet beds, big, big sellers, along with the MyPillow bed toppers. These sheets, man, they're out there on their own. They've become so popular, those Giza Dream sheets. All kinds of things to help you get a better night's rest. All the catalogs available online at MyPillow.com. And remember, all the things that are there, you can wash them, you can dry them. There's no other pillow you can buy that you can wash and dry. That in itself is kind of earth-shaking. A standard now of the industry. MyPillow is the standard of the industry. You can save up to 66% on things. Great MyPillow products. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Save lots of money. Get a great night's rest. Quality products made in America. That's the story of MyPillow. MyPillow.com. Save up to 66% using the discount code DJV. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime, Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
After the hour, DJV time. Hi, Harvey Weinstein. Victoria is guilty as charged. Well, he was charged with four things. He got found guilty on two of them,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what? What's the? What are?
Well, his sentencing is March 11th, and so we'll find out. It seems like it's a minimum of 5 years, maximum of 25. So we'll see
what happens to him, though. In a big, this is it's a New York crime. So he's not going to go to Rikers. He's sitting in Rikers now, I think, but he's not going to go to Rikers. In the end, he'll go to Attica or someplace. A lot of these state prisons are pretty tough stuff. He's not going to be exactly welcomed.
It's a sex crime, so it's not like it's, you know, a white collar day camp thing where Michael Cohen and The Situation went. So he will be in some sort of, you know, at least minimum security.
I don't think more than that.
But
do the states, because this is a state rap, not a federal rap, I think those guys went to federal. The feds are more likely to have a country club prison for guys like that than the states are. The states just have one grade. Well, there's two or three. In Massachusetts, there are two or three grades. But there are a couple that are really, really, really tough. Attica in New York is one of them. Walpole in Massachusetts, another one.
I don't know. I'm sure his lawyers will probably try to lobby for
years. They spend money. How much money has Weinstein got still? He got a couple hundred million, hasn't he?
Probably.
He can throw at this sort of thing. And that'll keep him out of jail for a while. But he never presents himself as a warm, fuzzy figure. You look at her and say, Scalpy! Yeah, he's kind of gross. 21 past the hour here on today's DJV program.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ladies, you know, Iggy Pop, this is Iggy Pop and the Stooges celebrate their 50th anniversary, the anniversary of Funhouse, with a new massive box set come out. It's out July 17th on Rhino Records, the home of all the old-timers. You want to find old-timers on the radio and in record, you go to Rhino Records. You can find them all there. All 7 tracks of Funhouse released in July of 1970, newly remastered. I feel like I'm doing an ad for Time Life. By the way, did you see? There's a fabulous... I'm going to go down a different street here for a second. I saw an infomercial over the weekend. This shows you how exciting my weekend was. Excuse me. On Saturday night, it was fairly late. And there was a Time Life ad on a 30-minute infomercial on all of the performances that they've captured from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. And I want to tell you, it looks fabulous.
Oh, they it got really, you. Late oh, Saturday night with a...
Yeah,
you were a victim.
I was a victim, man. I was ready to pick up the phone and call and order.
Of course.
I went around to see how much of that stuff that I had. Anyway, back to Iggy Pop and the Stooges. Rhino first released a 7-CD box set in 1999. The complete sessions will be released on vinyl for the first time as well. In total, the box set will feature 15 LPs, 2 7-inch singles, Down on the Street, and I Feel All Right, released in 2 different mixes. A track of the band performing live in New York in 1970. Wow. This is gonna, and it sounds just like this. Crank this up, Tara, for a second. Seriously, did the two of you know anything about Iggy Pop?
I love Iggy, yeah.
Yeah. I told you I was
shocked. I mean, so many bands that I listen to now are influenced by the Stooges.
Yeah.
They were like post-punk, and it was... They really just had their own lane, and so many people, as you can see in the book that comes with this new big set, So many people are contributing to it and talking about how the Stooges influenced them.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Joan Jett, Thurston Moore, Tom Morello, Stevie Van Zandt, Guns N' Roses, Duff McKagan. I told you I was a jock for a year on a morning station in Boston that played this kind of music. And I was surprised I lasted a year because I mean, some of this stuff I could get into, but I really wasn't into most of it. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time to get the job. Anyway, but I remember Iggy Pop, and I did kind of, I could mesh with Iggy Pop. 50th anniversary of the LP also celebrated with an exhibit at Jack White's Third Man Records in Detroit. That'll be in July and August of this year. Let's see here. I got 1,970 individually numbered copies. That's all? Are those
well, because of 1970. That's what Rhino seems to do now. They do the year, and that's the number of copies.
Yeah. Admission. So what are they going to do here? They've got this this exhibit. It'll be free. You can go in there, look around the objects, the images, the music from the band's private collections. Iggy Pop released his 18th studio album, Free, last fall. He's going to perform at the annual Tibet House benefit concert in Carnegie Hall. I believe that's tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Patti Smith is there, Phoebe Bridges, Margot Price, some other people. So big night for Iggy Pop. I forget what his real name is. It's one of those, his real name, obviously, isn't Iggy Pop. It's like Ralph.
I forget something. What it is.
Yeah, but it's, that's why he's Iggy Pop. Anyway, that's the story. Put a lot of time into this on the DJV program. Now 28 past the hour. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words. So if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJV code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fees.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Concerns about the coronavirus and its potential impacts on the global economy wiping out this year's gains on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow marking its biggest one-day drop in 2 years, losing 1,031 points. Disgraced movie producer Harvey Weinstein, now facing up to 25 years in prison, found guilty yesterday of rape and sexual assault. The jury acquitting him of predatory sexual assault. That carried the most jail time. Model Amber Vatalana has accused him of sexual misconduct, but no charges were ever brought in her case. She says she's proud of the women who testified at the New York City trial.
I know what it means, opening up again, reliving the trauma that you could be through. Because I suffered so much in those years because I wasn't believed.
Weinstein will be sentenced on March 11th, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, children, come to order now. Time for us to get back to work. It's the Classroom of Human Knowledge, the DJV program. Doug, Steph, and Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Victoria is here now, and Kara, and I at your service and on your side. Death watch is over for a couple of prominent folks, including Katherine Johnson, who was the subject of the one of the three ladies in Hidden Figures. Who worked for NASA. I didn't realize she was that. Well, she would have been, what, in her 40s during that time in the 60s? So, yeah, I guess it's appropriate that she was 101, huh?
Well, she was 101, so however the math is.
I'm just doing the math. Yeah, I'm just doing the math. So her story was, or is, it is his story, but it's, you know, past tense in a manner of speaking, but still very relevant, I think, anyway. As I said off the air to you, one of the things that when I walked away from that movie, I wasn't sure what my expectations are when I went to see it, but boy, did I learn. That was one of those movies. Who knew that these people, this is one of the best kept secrets of NASA, frankly, don't you think?
Yes, and I remember seeing Pharrell Williams, the musician, he read the book that the movie is based on called Hidden Figures, and he said he was so blown away that he never even knew that this story existed. He never knew any of these women, and so that's why he produced that movie. He's the one who got that going, and I think I haven't seen it. It's been on my list forever.
Gotta see it.
Yeah, everyone I know who's seen it just loves it.
I haven't either. I missed it when I was in the theater, so I keep waiting to find it on TV sometime.
It. You got to see it. It's very, very
It's powerful. An important story. It's a really important, not just for black women, but for women in general, you know, and obviously it was groundbreaking for black women to be working not only in such a prominent
position. It wasn't because
position,
they wanted them
NASA.
To be. The whites that were running NASA, they didn't want anything to do with these ladies. They put them in the closet and shut them up. But they managed to prevail because somebody said, wait a minute, what did that lady just say? And they figured out how to get Alan Shepard into space, basically, the three of them. And that's, you know, it's huge. This is a huge story. It really is, and a great movie. So,
well, anyway, if people didn't see the movie, give some highlights, because I know you're a NASA buff, so people learn more about her.
There was a problem trying to get, there was a big space race, obviously, in the 50s when they put Sputnik, the Russians put up Sputnik and Gregorian. Everybody started to, what are we going to do in America? And so they put the pedal to the metal, and, it was about the same. It was actually before Kennedy said, I think it was Eisenhower was still president, before Kennedy said we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade, they were trying to catch up to the Russians, and they were falling all over themselves. And they had a bunch of southern dummies who were running the program at the time, and they couldn't figure anything out. And just out of happenstance, these three ladies are working together, and they came up with the calculations that plotted John Glenn's orbits around the Earth, and they worked on the first mission to get Alan Shepard into space. Probably wouldn't have. Glenn entrusted Katherine Johnson to calculate the trajectories by hand more than the computers, because the computers were breaking down all the time. This is the era when computers first started to be used, and they filled up whole buildings. What you now have in your hand, whether you realize it or not, those of you who are younger, what you hold in your hand today, they couldn't put in a four-story building back in this era, in the late 50s and early 60s. They couldn't. So they couldn't figure this stuff out. The Apollo spacecraft that went to the moon, that didn't have as much computer stuff in it as you hold in your hand every day. It's amazing. And these women didn't use computers. They figured it out. They used their brains. And so Ms. Johnson, 33 years with NASA, helped contribute to the Apollo missions. But it was her and the other two who worked on. This was way before computers could be trusted, frankly. She retired in 1986, so she had a long life. Before she started working at NASA, she taught at black public schools. Yes, folks. Back in the 60s and the 50s, after World War II, there were separate schools in some states, Virginia among them, black schools. Black toilets, white toilets. Black restaurants, white restaurants. 1960s. Hello? 50 years ago. Outrageous. Anyway, I don't want to take away from her story. She was born in White Silver Springs. Sulphur Springs, West Virginia. She made history by becoming the first black woman to integrate the graduate school of West Virginia. So she was no shy retiring violet. She was, let's get this done. So anyhow. Taraji Henson played her. Octavia Spencer played Dorothy Vaughn, and Janelle Monáe played Mary Jackson. That was the first time I ever saw Janelle Monáe act. I thought she was quite good. I thought that just the movie itself. If you have not seen
this, this is really inspiring me now. Maybe I'll watch this today.
Go see it. Yeah, you got to see it. All right. Also passing away, a guy who was a no good SOB bad guy, Hosni Mubarak, who along with his family really strangled Egypt. He'd been in power for 35 years or something. Arab Spring took care of him in 2011, and he'd been under kind of house arrest, been in a hospital for a long time. His family, you know, I've told this story any number of times, and people say, huh? But because people don't remember this stuff. So remember you ladies won't, I hope you study it in school, the 1967 war, the Egyptians versus the Israelis. And the Israelis were beating the hell out of the Egyptians. And so the Egyptians were looking to America to stop, you know, getting their they're butt-handed to them. The Sinai, all the desert there that the Israelis captured in the war. The Egyptians started the war, and then the Israelis pretty much finished it. And so the Americans stepped in and said, look, hold on, stop fighting. We'll give you both $4 billion a year in aid. So that started in 1967, continues today. Egypt gets $4 billion in unspecified aid, and so does Israel from the United States. Foreign aid, $4 billion apiece. Well, $3 billion of it went to Mubarak, and $1 billion of it went to the... He was able to siphon off. So now that he's dead, his family, one of the wealthiest people in the world, I think like the family's $19 billion or something, because he siphoned it all off. And that's what Black Brotherhood, or what do they call it? What's the Muslim Brotherhood? That's what they were after, and the Arab Spring protests were all about that, because people finally woke up and said, wait a minute, we've got all these people living in poverty in Egypt, all these people dying of starvation, and Mubarak's got $19 billion in the bank. What the hell's the story? That was the end of him. When people find out that stuff, I think sooner or later that's going to happen to Putin, by the way, as well. All these guys, the same thing sooner or later happens. They've crafted everything for themselves. People get wise to it, and then they've had enough, and, you know, that's what changes things. Also, the Japanese man that we talked about, was it last week or the world before? This guy was he became 2 weeks ago the oldest living man. He died yesterday. His name was Chisetsu Watanabe. He was born March 5th, 1907, so he was a week away from his, 113th birthday?
Wow.
If I've done my math correctly. He died in the nursing home. He was officially recognized 2 weeks ago today by the Guinness World Records as the oldest person alive. Five children. He said the secret to longevity was not to get angry and to keep a smile on your face. Nothing wrong with that. So now, the next guy waiting to die is another Japanese guy whose name is Usoku Tomo. He's 110 years old. Don't you love my accent? What did I do earlier today? The French, right? Was that French?
Oh, yeah. You're an equal opportunity butcher when it comes to foreign language.
Right. Okay, so the oldest guy is Usoku Tomo, but the oldest person is a lady named Kane Tanaka, who is just turned 117. So she's the next person.
So all three are Japanese.
Yep. Rice and beans, man.
Interesting.
There it is. Yep. It does it every time. So anyway, so how much of that? But we're trying to kill them, though, because there are more and more McDonald's over there and you know, all the fast food restaurants. More in China, though, interestingly enough, than in Japan. Japan is not welcomed or embraced.
Well, my friends were just in Japan a couple months ago, and they said that it just that there really is such an importance that's placed on healthy food, and you know, you can get candy and stuff like that, obviously, and you know, they have lots of funky Japanese candy and desserts, but for the most part, they found that all the restaurants they went to had really healthy options, and China has a lot of fried stuff, lots of fried.
Yeah, well. That's what it is. We were silly here in this country. We really are, as to how we eat. 44 after the hour. Okay, let's take care of our teeth right now, because we all know, you know, I know, we know, a smile is very important. Your smile, very important to your success, whether it's at work, whether it's romance, whatever it is. And because I want to make sure your teeth look better than ever, I want to direct your attention to how to get the whitest teeth. This whitening product works so well because it's all natural. And it has the ability to rehydrate the enamel on your teeth. Doesn't eat away, as is entirely possible with some of the other, if not most of the other things you use for whitening. It's very safe. A lot of whitening products have been clinically studied and they have been found to have chemicals, all kinds of stuff. They're not safe. They may whiten your teeth. But this, by the way, Power Swabs are gluten-free, too. You know, you're affected. A lot of people like me are affected by gluten. So let's make sure you have the best way to whiten your teeth. Keep the system going. Power Swabs, the name of the product. The way to get it is to dial 1797. Start using Power Swabs today. Enjoy that smile right away. In 5 minutes, you'll see your shades, your teeth turning a couple of shades whiter. Just keep up with the program for a couple of months. You'll have the whitest teeth around. Keep them that way, too. 800-208-1797. That's all you have to do. It costs you, let's see, they give you 40% off, then $10 off, and free shipping. That's the deal. Use the DJV code when you call for Power Swabs at 800-208-1797.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. New legislation makes it easier for small employers to offer retirement plans to their workers, and today's retirement plans increasingly provide simple ways to help employees save for emergencies, too. Janella Frias, president of Prudential Retirement, has more.
Many employers now offer emergency savings features designed to help build a safety net that can be easily accessed within a retirement plan. So increasing access to retirement plans also promotes saving for short-term and unexpected needs.
Tools like this help you simultaneously manage daily expenses, anticipate the unexpected, and plan for the future. See if your employer offers an emergency savings option, which allocates a portion of your 401k funds to be accessed when you need them.
We know that 4 out of 10 Americans have trouble paying an unexpected $400 bill, but saving even a few dollars each week adds up and provides a much-needed cushion. Talk to your employer about what options are available and how they can help.
To learn more, visit Prudential.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, one of the things with the coronavirus that hasn't been on the front page here is the situation. We talk about Italy, but Iran, apparently, because they've got a news blackout. Now the info is leaking out of Iran. They have a problem with the outbreak of the coronavirus, apparently. The death toll is, what, about 3,000 people worldwide? Most of them are in China. But if you believe what Epoch Times says, the Chinese say they got 80,000 people. It's got it. Epoch Times says it's 1.6 million. So anyway, South Korea's got 890 cases. They've got 200 or so in Italy, and now Iran has 60 some odd cases. So, but this is the first time any info has come out of Iran, and I guess, you know, what do you expect? They're trying to keep... That's another place. You know, I was talking about Putin earlier and Mubarak and how they're getting away with it. One of the things that's very quiet, the Ayatollah's got a lot of dough cash, got a lot of cash. As a matter of fact, there's some rumors, whether it's true or not. Remember that $68 million or whatever we gave him to get him into the deal? Was it 83? I don't know. It's like millions of dollars. Do you remember that? The plane brought over a bunch of cash so that we could get him into the deal, the nuclear deal. And apparently that's mostly in the Ayatollah's bank account. So let's see what happens when the people figure that out. 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Exactly what you would expect for a sort of big-time shoot-em-up. It sounds like the beginning of a Scottish celebration, doesn't it, Chucker?
It does.
The theme from The Departed, the movie that took place in Boston, supposedly about the life of Whitey Bulger. It wasn't well-masked at all. Jack Nicholson played that part. But there was some surprising parts, like Matt Damon played a bad. All the Boston actors.
It's great.
It was gritty. It was a gritty movie.
Yeah, this day in movie history, February 25th, 2007, Martin Scorsese's The Departed won the Oscar for Best Picture. It had a really good cast. Leonardo DiCaprio, Matt Damon, Jack Nicholson, and Vera Farmiga, who is the lead actress, fantastic in that movie. One thing about that movie, I remember sitting in a theater watching that. The way DiCaprio's character goes out of that film, it was quite a shocking moment. When he's killed in the elevator by Matt Damon.
Right.
You don't see that a lot.
I don't think Victoria's seen the movie yet, so don't tell what happened to the end.
I have not seen it yet, Chuck.
You've had plenty of time.
There's a whole lot of shooting going on. And Matt Damon, who's the bad guy, and it gets it in the end. Jack Nicholson's the bad guy. They're all. Let's see. Who doesn't? Wahlberg gets him, doesn't he? Who gets him in?
Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. He's that's one of the best things he's ever done. His acting's
Wahlberg,
fantastic in that movie.
He had to act to be in that movie. Yeah.
It's really good in that movie. Yeah.
Right. He's bought, by the way, according to the locals here in L.A., he just bought a $30 million house in Beverly Hills. I don't know where else he's got houses, but listen, guy's made a lot of money making a lot of movies. He's one of those popular guys, you know.
So I got a question for you. $30 million house. What's the property tax on that thing?
In Beverly Hills, I'll bet you the property tax is $100,000 a year, at least. Oh yeah, for something like that.
I would think it's more than that.
Maybe more
for a $30 million house.
Yeah, maybe it's $1 million a year. Who knows? All right, that has nothing to do with movie moments, though, or movie news. All right, what do you have in your movie? I'm looking at all the promotion Ben Affleck is doing for this movie. One of the things he said, he's all over, man. He keeps talking about Jennifer. He talks about his wife, Jennifer Garner, a lot. But he also...
Jennifer Lopez, right? He used to date her. He says she should have been nominated for an Oscar for the movie... Hustlers.
Yeah.
Said she was very, very good. And I think she was very good in the film, actually. Yeah. But there's only so many Oscar nominations to go around.
All right, ladies, do you think that Ben Affleck, who's obviously got a thing for his ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, but do you think that Lopez ever thinks about Ben Affleck or vice versa?
No.
You know anything? Huh? Yeah.
I mean, speculation, obviously. No, I think she's happy with A-Rod. I think she's finally with the person she's supposed to be with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and she doesn't drink, and Ben Affleck drinks and falls off the wagon often, so they were not a good match.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it.
I got a movie story. Universal Pictures, I talked about this a few times, is going to do a remake of Little Shop of Horrors. It was a film by Roger Corman in 1960. I think that was his first appearance by Jack Nicholson on film, and then it became a big hit in 1986 when Frank Oz directed a version with Rick Moranis and Steve Martin, Chris Evans, who played Captain America and was in this movie, Knives Out, is going to play, or is in negotiations to play a major role in this remake of The Sadistic Dentist. That role was played by Steve Martin in the 86 version. They're looking at Tara Everton, who was Elton John and Rocketman and Scarlett Johansson for the two lead roles. This is going to be a high-concept project. That's not a superhero movie, so I think that's a good thing. It's a good property, Little Shop of Horrors, that I think for another.
How much?
How
many movies are going to be able to remake?
As long as they're viable, they'll keep doing it. I think if a movie's 20 years old or more and it has viability with the effects and the money they could throw at it, you'll keep seeing it. Sequels and remakes are never gonna end in the industry, Doug. One other bit of news, the Oscar-winning film Parasite, which won, I think, 5 Oscars, including Best Picture, will stream exclusively on Hulu starting in April. It's currently on Blu-ray and DVD, but Hulu has the exclusive streaming rights.
Did you see that?
I did not. I seen parts of it because we booked it for like a month at the theater I'm involved. I did not see the completed film. I know people who walked out, though, really either really liked it or really disturbed by it. So
yeah, exactly.
Very
all right, Chuck, good job. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments, here on the DJV program at 59F.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.